Facebook is a product, so can it be sued if its product causes harm? This lawyer says yes. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech Demystifying the Digital Economy. I'm Molly Wood. Of all the battles Facebook is fighting right now, it probably didn't expect Annie McAdams of Houston, Texas. McAdams is a personal injury lawyer, and she's arguing on behalf of her clients that Facebook is legally liable for what it is not doing to protect minors from being sex trafficked on its sites. She's intent on forcing a conversation, if not a ruling, on Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act. That's the federal law that shields internet companies from liability for a lot of what happens on their platforms. She's filed three lawsuits in Texas, one in Tennessee. Facebook has asked that the cases not move forward, citing immunity under Section 230. But McAdams is making progress. I asked her to lay out her arguments.
So here's what we know. In every single case, every victim that we met, there's one commonality. They met their trafficker on Facebook. They met their trafficker on Instagram. Mm. In some cases, they were actually sold on these social media sites.
How did they meet them?
They reach out to them. Mm. The way I describe it is it's basically bridging the sex trafficker right into the living room of the child. And so if your product does that, you have responsibilities when you know that there's harms, and mm-hmm. Facebook doesn't do anything.
So the idea is that Facebook is a product. And if Facebook, the company, knows that its product is being used for this particular harm, that it is therefore legally liable?
Correct.
Okay, so how does that run into Section 230 and the broad immunity?
So in response to our lawsuits, Facebook has asserted immunity from Section 230, saying as a tech company, we are immune from any and all liability against any of these types of claims, whether it be negligence, product liability, or Chapter 98 sex trafficking claims. And again, aside from the gun industry, there is no other industry in this country that enjoys this kind of immunity. Facebook's lawyers actually stood up and on the record said, "Judge, we can't have product liability because it would just be too much liability." And it's really mm-hmm. kind of insane because we really have tech companies showing up in the United States courts saying under no circumstance should we be held accountable.
What about that argument? What about the argument that the liability would be too great? This is considered the law that essentially built the modern internet economy. You could imagine that a company like Google, like Search, could not, in theory, exist in its current form without some version of Section 230 protection.
No, and I agree with you. And the reason for that is because it's an important protection. But it's an important protection that needs to exist in a very limited capacity. But the CDA started with the intention to protect our children from the harms of child pornography mm-hmm. and then was evolved through the court system to then say that somehow tech companies should be protected from knowingly participating or facilitating in sex trafficking. That is a far cry from where we started in 1996. How do we want the internet to function now?
So far, the only other attempt to sort of add some more guardrails to Section 230. It was a federal law passed last year to stop sex trafficking called FOSTA, CESTA. But you believe that's not enough?
Not in regards to sex trafficking. Well, I actually do believe it's enough if the courts support Congress's intent, right? Congress and the legislatures and the state legislatures have done their work. They have provided the tools to fight sex trafficking. And now it's time for those tools to be picked up by the lawyers to bring it in front of the juries to allow the juries to do their job. And so I do believe that if this matter, if the sex trafficking cases are permitted to go through a jury and immunity is not extended, then the Seventh Amendment's going to do its homework.
Can I just clarify? Are you saying that because FOSTA CESTA exists, that is in some ways the basis for the product liability argument that you're making now, lawsuits that you're making, filing now?
Correct. Slight distinction. I wouldn't say that it's the basis, but it is the shield mm-hmm. that will allow us to protect ourselves from the immunity argument.
Got it.
So we did not file our lawsuits pursuant to FOSTA CESTA, but we are certainly responding to the tech company's immunity argument under the CDA with FOSTA CESTA protections.
You know, and I'm listening to you and I'm thinking, okay, this is the woman for the job. You like a fight. But do you ever feel intimidated by the sheer resources?
I mean, honestly, not a bit. Not a bit. You bring in 19 lawyers from San Francisco, it just motivates me more. I feel bad almost a little bit that they're paying so much for such poor quality lawyers, but if it takes 19 versus my team, that's fine. It's just motivating. This is not new. I've handled significant litigation in the past. I think it's almost, I hate to say, fun in a way, because we're dealing with a level of arrogance in board operations and in executive functioning that is not common. You can't make up that Mark Benioff gets on Twitter and says hashtag abolish the CDA the same day he files it as a defense against us. I mean, that's trial lawyer gold. You know, that makes it fun for us, right?
Annie McAdams is a personal injury lawyer based in Houston. She's suing Facebook on behalf of victims of sex trafficking on the site. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM. As a nonprofit news organization, our mission is to raise the economic intelligence of the country. And over the past year, we've expanded our reach and have made more people smarter about tech and the economy. But to continue to grow, we need your help. Become a Marketplace investor today to join a community of supporters who value truth, trust, and independent journalism, just like you. Donate today at marketplace.org, and thank you.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.